It's Nick, Jess and Ducker. Welcome to the podcast.
I always love these. The trends for baby names that we're going to see next year. Mm.
But we did that about a week ago.
We did for 2022. Do you remember what the theme was?
Earth. Botanical or something?
Nature. Yeah. Nature. Exactly. Yeah. So things like field and prairie and meadow.
Ivy.
Yeah, that's
dirt.
What we're going to see. Soil.
Oh, dirt.
Sweet, sweet little soil.
Worms.
Please.
Hello, little wormy.
I'd like to introduce to the world Osmocote. Oh, little whippersnipper.
Oh, they're all there.
Anyway, so the options are endless for 2022. Yes, and you're absolutely right. We did just talk about this. However, the same folks who curate that list for 2022 and have done every year obviously got a little bit bored.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a roundtable meeting and was like, we need to do some projections, guys.
Oh, 2023 now.
2050.
Oh, God. Right.
They've got,
how do they project
they
that?
They wanted to do what the babies of today would name their babies.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So they've looked.
How do they know what the babies of today could name the babies? The babies that I can't speak yet.
I have no idea how you do this thing. There was a year, maybe it was 2 years ago, where they said old-timey names were coming back.
Yep.
So it was like, we're going to see an influx of Mabels and Gladyses and Ediths.
Audrey, Pamela.
Arthurs, exactly.
That's a common trend that actually
cyclical.
Has transcended time.
Yes, so if like you, fashion.
Yeah, if you look back two generations from any generation, there's a lot of resurgences of names.
So maybe they've done this, albeit 30 years, and then transplanted it 30 years ahead.
There's only so many names, you know what I mean?
I guess you've just got to go 25 years back to go.
Not if you're Elon Musk and Grimes.
So true.
You can start getting some interesting characters and sounds
involved
in your baby names. So I thought when I started reading this article, that's where we were going, into the Elon Musk territory.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's a barcode.
Everyone's a barcode. Yeah. Exactly. Just a series of beeps or something.
Yeah.
But no, they are actual letters. And I think I'm pronouncing them correctly. The top couple of names.
Todd.
Top couple of names for baby trends in 2050 for ladies, for girls, will be Pixie, Pandora, Eon, and Franklin.
Franklin?
Franklin for a girl.
Pandora?
Pandora. Is that it? That's
an Avatar
reference. Yeah. However, also the Pandora charm bracelets.
Eon?
Or Luna Rose is also
this
in there.
This is a bit spacey.
Yeah. They are a bit
They're
spacey.
A bit galactic.
So they've kind of gone Elon territory.
Yeah.
But still pronounceable. Oh, also we've got Willoughby and Vita for
Vita.
Girls, in rounding out the top 10.
Like those snack biscuits.
Is that Barveda? Belveda.
Belveda.
Aren't they awful? Oh, they're so gross.
Poor man's shapes.
For the boys in 2050, if we're projecting for our children, the top boys' names are Helix, Florian, Isidore, Jupiter, and Canoa.
That's a very scientific one.
Is it? Which one?
Well, double helix for DNA, Jupiter for space. What was the
Canoa?
Second, third one? Canoa, I don't know what that is.
Florian.
Florian.
Ooh,
Florian
and
Fortescue. From
and rounding out the top 10 for baby names predicted for 2050, Wilbur.
Oh, my God. They're very galactic.
They are galactic.
Are they predicting we won't be on Earth by 2050? We'll be starting to leave.
Do you reckon Wilbur, someone's just watched Charlotte's Web or something and gone, chuck Wilbur in there, that'll get a room.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go.
All right.
All right.
2050, how will we be then?
We will be Nick.
We'll be 50.
Oh, I'll be dead. You guys will
You'll be well gone, mate. You'll be, jeez.
I'm 30 now.
Yeah, so we'll 59.
I'll be 59.
We'll be 59. So we've already had our kids a name.
So that'll be my grandkids. Oh, look at little Isidore.
I'll look
be
at little
68.
Luna.
Little Luna Rose. You'll be 68. Your great-grandchildren will be called Helix.
Helix.
You would love that.
Jupiter. And
I like that.
And, and Belveda.
A little nod of the head to DNA.
Oh, Vision was in there for
like,
boys too.
Why are you called Nick, Granddad Nick? Such a weird name.
I know,
name.
We'll get so much judgment,
so
won't we?
Old school Grandma Jess, you know?
So, I know.
Oh,
Jess, is that how you pronounce it? Jess?
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, Vision.
Yeah. Guys, the vaccine rollout going really well for New South Wales. Well done, everybody, and rolling up your sleeve and doing it. And now it's the koala's turn. Yeah, you heard that right.
I didn't know they will. Or little shirts that could be rolled up.
Yeah.
Well, you could put them in a little shirt and then roll it up. Give them that little baby Band-Aid.
That'd be cute.
Post on the koala Insta.
Yeah.
No, because koalas, as we may or may not know, since 2018, we've lost 30% of koalas in Australia.
Yeah.
Massive. Due to bushfire, drought, but also one other thing that kills them. Chlamydia.
Oh, God, the koalas have got such a hard time.
They do.
Do they? They sleep for 20 hours a day.
Yeah, they look pretty
chill. Did you just hear that list you rattled off?
Yeah, look, that was tough times.
Yeah, that was there.
It's horrible. Don't you remember the footage of the burnt koala.
Oh, crawling out of the forest. That was so sad.
It's good for them. If they don't have chlamydia and there's no fires.
That's true. Yeah. So a lot of them are getting chlamydia, and it can be deadly for koalas. They can also get pink eye. They can get some irritation around their junk.
Are they farting on each other's faces to get pink eye? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. Like, what do you have to do? Fart on someone's pillow? I don't know if they're doing that. But they're getting chlamydia in massive numbers. And so they're starting a vaccine to stop koalas getting chlamydia. There are 400 koalas who are part of the rollout so far. Early clinical trials suggest that it's safe and effective for the koalas.
Yeah.
And they might start rolling it out to the entire population to make the little koalas' lives a little bit better.
Wow.
Now, this is exciting. We found out a couple of weeks ago that carp can die from herpes.
Yes.
Now we find out that koalas can die from chlamydia. But I wonder if they're going to put in like a no jab, no eucalyptus policy.
Yeah. Or are they going to be anti-koala vaxxers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are they going to be out there?
With little placards.
Yeah, it's my body. If I get chlamydia, it is what it is. I'll fight it.
Yeah.
Wow. God.
And then they come out with pink eye the next week, like, please, give me the vaccine. It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
We offered it to you.
But I'm waking up and I can't even open my eyes.
Oh.
Okay. But it's safe for them?
It is safe for them so far, it would suggest. So there's clinical trials of 400 koalas. It'll be going on for the next few months. And if it works, then they'll start rolling it out to the population, which is great. And, yeah, before the break, we were talking about trying to come up with a pun for the vaccine.
Were we talking about that?
How'd you go?
The best I could do.
Yeah, hit us.
Because I only know of the three, the Moderna, the Pfizer, and the AstraZeneca.
Uh-huh.
Like, Koala Zeneca was as good as
Koala
Zeneca's
not bad.
Spending 3 minutes
on
it. No.
I know you're trying a new cereal this morning. Nutrigrain is not serving you well, my friend.
What about if you merge chlamydia and one, so like AstraZeneca? That's not bad.
But then that sounds like a variation of chlamydia that's even more potent than chlamydia. It's going to scare all the koalas.
It's bringing the worlds together to show that, you're going to solve it.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Run with me on that.
Anything to do with Blinky Bill or Caramello. Can we work those in?
Blinky.
Moderna, Pfizer, Mellow. It's not.
The people yelling at their cars right now, just having some great ones.
Marsupial.
Yeah. Keep going. You're onto something red hot.
Call Bindi Irwin and work with it on her. With her. Not on her. With her. She would.
Give her a buzz right now.
Do it.
I don't have a number.
Damn. I got Rob's. I'll send you Rob's.
What do you own that you've never used? Not once. You bought it. You thought it was a good idea. And then you've just never touched it since.
Maybe it was that knife from the Dan Oz direct ad that cuts a shoe. You thought, I'm going to need that.
Yeah, I guess I need to cut
my shoe. And
then
you got it and went, I want to do this.
I need my
shoes intact. I don't want to cut my
shoes. because went over to a mate of mine's for a barbecue on the weekend. And look, I've known him for a little while. And so I was quite surprised when I walked around the side of his garage and saw a giant two-person canoe.
You say you know him for a while, did he not strike you as a canoer?
He does not strike me as your regular everyday canoer.
Right.
Secondly, they live in Hamilton, which is a profoundly landlocked suburb.
Yeah, where's he canoeing?
So you would need some kind of trailer or roof rack. He has neither of those things.
Too big for his little Mazda.
Mate, my friend bought a kayak. He's just in Wickham, but bought a trolley.
Well, see, in Wickham, you probably could get down to Frosby Creek.
But then you don't even look like a proper kayaker because
you're rolling
in
with a trolley. Good morning, Tommy.
He's
like, the car can't tow it, so you've got to get a trolley.
Yeah. And people are laughing at you while you're walking your kilometres.
I picture you, like when children want to run away from home, they pack their wagon full of their three toys. Yeah. I just picture him like that, dragging the canoe. But he could get a trolley.
He could get a trolley, but it's now been 7 years, he admitted. they bought it, he and his wife, thinking, at that stage, they were living pretty much on the Hawkesbury River.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're like, we're going to be canoe people.
Yeah.
Didn't use it even when they lived on the Hawkesbury. They moved house. They moved to Newcastle. Still didn't use it. They were kind of near the water.
That's taking up a lot of space in your moving truck.
Yeah. Yep.
To transport a canoe.
It's kind of cool to have it though. That's just my canoe.
It's a great talking point.
Good conversation
starter.
Yeah.
And it'll come look at my canoe.
If anyone's like, hey, does it have a canoe this weekend? You're like, I've got one.
A canoe. Well, that's the thing, right? It has been used twice, but not by them. They've lent it to friends and they've used it twice, but they still, in 7 years, they moved two more times. So they've decided to keep it on the move because I think that's a key culling period.
Mm.
Moved it two more times and now it just lives next to their garage outside. And
have they got hope? One day. There's a glimmer. There's obviously a glimmer.
Based on my conversation, I don't think he has any hope.
There's a glimmer.
Because they don't have a trailer. How are they getting it from Hamilton to any body of water?
How did their friends come get it? Maybe they can borrow their trailer.
I think they had roof racks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
No canoe use.
No canoe
And canoes
use.
Seem fun in theory, but they're not.
No.
Like canoeing and kayaking is so boring.
Well, you might recall Christmas of 2020.
Yeah.
We did a team Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Because we're so close and so
like
fun.
A $30 limit.
Yeah, which was absolute bull. But Ducko, you bought me a blow-up kayak.
You wanted a kayak.
Because I wanted an actual kayak, yeah. But you...
For like $300.
Obviously, were a slave to the price limit
mm.
and only got me a blow-up inflatable one.
Have you used it?
I have not used it.
I'm so glad.
In my defense...
That was still $40.
There's
that
been
thing.
A lot of lockdowns. It's been hard.
You can use a pool. You've got a pool.
Do have a pool?
Yeah, you can put it
I'm
in your pool.
I'm setting a reminder. I'm getting into the pool, excellent. Into the blow-up
into
kayak,
kayak
this afternoon.
And just see if you enjoy it. See
I'm
if you're
gonna
like,
do it.
Okay.
Does it come with a paddle?
Yeah, it comes with paddles, I'm pretty sure. It was that little red one you can get for a Big W or Kmart?
Because I was
going
to say, I'm probably going on about, yeah, well, 10 months unused,
yeah.
Still in the box.
You could just float around in the kayak
I
in the pool.
I could just float around.
That'd yeah. be great.
I went through a phase like 5 years ago where I wanted, very easy to throw out, but I wanted to get back into cricket, and I didn't play cricket since I was in primary school, so I don't know where this phase came through. I think it was around the summer of cricket. I was watching the Ashes
it
or something.
Happens.
And also,
yeah.
I love, it's a real sport. You need a few people to have also wanted to get into cricket because
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you just wanted to get into it. What are you doing
yep.
with bought, that passion?
I literally bought cricket whites. I played. I joined,
got the whites.
I
you didn't even
whites.
Just get a bat or yeah. one pad.
No,
did you
got
get,
whites
did
a
you
box.
Get a, like a vest?
A
you
box,
know, like
yeah.
a knitted vest? Like the
oh, no, I wish.
That's old school.
I think I went to a club at that time and I played like the back end of like their three games and like their lowest team. I think I bowled an over where I bowled like eight balls because I did so many wides. I batted last and I didn't bowl. Like I had no specialties. I didn't do anything good. And I've still got the whites because I'm like, oh, one day.
Yeah. One day.
I'm an all-rounder. I'm bad at everything.
yep. You can't throw it out.
No, you can't. You can't. Yeah. A mate of mine still got a number plate which says Scacey on it, which is an obscure reference, but Christopher Scace was an Australian like money embezzler.
Oh, yeah.
And a mate of mine thought it was hilarious that he would have this personalised number plate that said Scacey. And then the week that...
Is his last name Scace also?
No. So the week that it came in the mail, Christopher Scace died and everyone was just like, you know, whatever he did in life. You know, it's sad that he's died, and he's like, "Oh, I can't put this on my car." So now he's
can't
still
have a laugh
got
now.
Spacey
so good gear, though.
Yeah.
All right, 13 10 60. What do you own that you no longer use? Give us a call. We'll do it next.
Gabby and Raymond Terrace, what do you own that you've never used?
Hey guys, it's actually my partner, and I think it's quite new, but it's got the potential to go for a very long time. Last year for Christmas, my partner asked for a unicycle. I said, you're never going to use a unicycle. He's like, no, I want a unicycle. I get him a unicycle. He falls off at first time, nearly hurts himself. Hasn't used it since.
Okay.
Where do we get a unicycle from, Gabby?
Mm. I looked around. It was really hard to get one. And funnily enough, there was someone selling one in the next suburb to me. So I was able to pick it up for him.
Online or a marketplace.
Because they hadn't used it for 25
yeah.
years.
The unicycle really thing seems fun. One. Seems funny. Like, I could whip
like
that at a party.
Like a pogo stick.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love a pogo stick.
Yeah, you would. You'd have one go and then go, this is dumb.
This sucks.
sucks.
Sally's in Rathmines on 13 10 60. Sally, what do you own that you've never used?
I own a set of air horns for a car.
Brilliant.
Wait, are we talking the Aruga ones?
I don't know because I've never used them. about 20 years ago, my husband, being the funny fellow that he is, decided that he wanted some and gifted me them for my birthday.
Sorry, he wanted some and gifted you them. Stunning. Yep love
so
it.
So me, being the funny person I am, have decided that I particularly like them in the box. And that's where they've stayed for the last 20 years.
Right. God, but you can get so much fun from the air horns.
We should do a marketplace for all these things. Maybe someone out there wants the car air horns and will use them, like your friend's canoe.
Yeah, maybe Gabby's an air horn fan.
Yes.
But Sally is a big unicycle person.
And Sally wants to ride the unicycle.
Yes, would actually get some fun out of it.
Sally, are you interested in a unicycle?
No.
Okay. What about a canoe?
Oh, my cricket whites. Simon is in Rutherford.
Ducko's box.
Simon, what do you own that you've never used, mate?
Oh, I've got a massive big list of stuff.
Okay.
What's the list, Simon?
Do you want them in partly age category?
Yeah, give mate. Us the oldest.
You just...
Well, I went to the shed the other day and found a charcoal grill that I've had for about 26, 27 years. Still in box, never been used.
You never grilled anything? Oh, come on.
The charcoal grill, though.
The briquettes are annoying to
get. I've got a 13-year-old brand spanking new, still in the box, $3,500 wall oven, cooktop and range in the spare room that I didn't get around to putting a new kitchen in.
Right. Okay. Got a lot of cookware that's not being used.
It's kind of just lazy if you got it for your new kitchen. So
do you just have a microwave in the corner and that's how you're doing all your meals, Simon?
I've got 8 motorcycles.
Okay. Press on.
8?
Couple of my old man's shed and a few of mine, and I've got one in the wardrobe in parts that I haven't got around to putting back together yet.
Never used.
Jeez.
I only ride one of them.
Oh, right, there you go. 7 unused. Would you like a canoe?
I'm trying to sell some other stuff now.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to motorise a unicycle maybe, Simon?
Yeah, I think he would. Good gig, man. Good gig, buddy.
It'd be all right.
At least you got a response. I didn't get a response to my canoe offer.
Would you like my cricket box, Simon?
I'd give it a go. I'm trying.
Okay.
Are you talking about the box or the canoe now?
What are you talking about? My cricket box or...?
No, I was talking about the motorised unicycle.
Oh, back on that, okay. It was only a few weeks ago that Newcastle and the Hunter was, we were frantic looking for that little boy who had gone missing up in the Upper Hunter, little AJ.
Yes.
And he was missing for, it was almost felt like 3 days, wasn't it? Mm. Thankfully, he was found safe and sound playing in a creek not too far away from the family home. Well, sadly, the country has been gripped by another missing child story, little 4-year-old girl Cleo Smith, who went missing in WA on the weekend. Her parents have now come out. There's a few twists and turns to this case, as there seems to always be with missing persons cases.
Yeah.
Very sad stuff. But we go now to Perth, Channel 9's Lucy McLeod, who's been covering this case. Lucy, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
We know it must be so early for you, Lucy, obviously being in WA, so very much appreciate your time here.
Yeah, no worries at all. I mean, it's absolutely shocking what's happened. Pretty much little Cleo Smith, she was camping at Blowholes campsite, which is about 10 hours north of Perth and about 50 kilometres north of the closest town, Carnarvon. They were camping. She woke up at about 1:30 in the morning on Saturday, asked her mum for a drink of water. That was the last time she was ever seen. By 6:30, her parents woke. They went into the little divider section. They discovered that the zipper was completely open, and little Cleo in her pink jumpsuit and her sleeping bag missing, and haven't seen her since. So police have just been scouring that area for ages, far and wide. We've had locals go there driving hours just to join in on the search. Pilots have cancelled some of their commercial flights to be extra eyes in the sky. I mean, everyone's desperate over here to find her. It's frightening.
And what have been the developments from the police standpoint as to have they been able to piece together what might have happened, where she's gone? Have there been any clues so far that they've discovered?
Yeah, so pretty much they had the marine search early on, and then that got cancelled. They were really confident that she wasn't anywhere near the water, and there are real fears now that she has been abducted. So everyone in that area is being questioned thoroughly. Cars are being searched. Anyone in and out of that area is being vetted. And family are giving their statements as well. But it's certainly frightening to see that within 5 hours, At a popular camping site, a little girl could just vanish.
Yeah, because were there many other people around? Obviously, you said it was a popular campsite, so I presume there were. But if she was camping with her parents, surely quite close together, you'd hear stuff, wouldn't you?
Surely.
Yeah, and that's the puzzling part about all of this. But, I mean, I guess when you're in a deep sleep, who knows? And you just don't know what happened. But, yeah, I mean, people were around, as they always are, and they are locals to Carnarvon, so they do know the area well. And as the parents have come out and said, Cleo wouldn't have just walked away. And that's why they're worried. That's why they're pleading now with the public to just report anything that they have seen, no matter how little. But it certainly has become, as the days sort of go on, today's day 5. Can you believe that? 5 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Storms. I mean, we've had unseasonable storms that have, prevented authorities from searching the ground for about 6 hours yesterday. They lost to that. So now I think as well, all law enforcement agencies are on high alert, just, keeping an eye out. And that's the thing. It's become sort of a nationwide search now.
Yeah, it was just heartbreaking seeing her parents on the doing all the media, obviously, and mum Ellie Smith saying, everyone asks us what we need and all we need is our little girl home. There is no answer to that question. Yeah. 5 days, a 4-year-old. it's just horrible. And I know recalling our local case here of the parents just saying, we just want him back. We just want him back, please. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about how you would feel as a parent when your little one.
You can't even comprehend it,
can you? So you understand why this one is getting so much attention, just like little AJ did.
Absolutely. And we had, and you know, down in Walpole as well last week, a missing boy. So, I mean, and he didn't, you know, he was found the other day. His little body was found the other day too. He didn't make it. So,
Like, this is a question that is probably unanswerable, but do the police have an idea how these things normally play out if it is what they assume?
In terms of an abduction? I guess all you can do is really, hope for the best and just alert all authorities and do your best on ground and get, you know, as much information as early as possible. But, I mean, 5 days, no one's seen her. Family's been questioned. Family have given statements. I mean, it's hard to believe that no one has seen anything and no one has come forward with even a hint or a clue.
Yeah,
but
in a popular campsite as well. That's what's strange.
Yeah, everything at a campsite.
Yeah, even like AJ's parents, you know, there were reports coming in, oh, we thought we saw a white ute, and tips came flooding in, which was awesome, and it turned out, yes, he had just wandered off.
Yeah.
But exactly, in a popular campsite, has no one seen anything remotely suspicious?
Yeah.
But I guess when you're out, you know, in that environment, you're camping, there are noises, it's late. But, you know, you're probably, you know, not on high alert for something like that. Whereas if you know, when you do hear noises, you know, it'd be a bit more obvious.
Stands out a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, but also as well, like, you can see from the vision that the bush is, like, extensive, it's sparse. But it's, and you'd think that you'd be able to see a little girl among all of that. But, I mean, WA is just so vast.
Yeah.
So it's certainly frightening.
Mm. Well, Lucy McLeod from Channel 9 Perth, thanks for coming on and updating us. And, we hope for all the best for Cleo Smith and the family.
Yeah, we'll keep you on the loop with any developments, guys. Thank you.
This next chat is going to split some people, particularly you two and me.
Yeah.
But 131060 is the number. We're simply asking for a yay or nay with this. It's gaining some steam overseas because people want paternity leave.
I think I know what this is, but I need you to make it clear.
Yeah, because we've seen it written down, haven't we?
Yeah.
P-A-W.
Yeah. Not P-O-O-R.
Yep. Paternity. To raise your little one, your little dog, your animal. Do you agree? Yes or no? Box Parker CEO Roger Wade overseas has asked his LinkedIn followers to chime in on whether they agree his employees want paternity leave.
I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. We're not doing polls on LinkedIn.
I know. I didn't think you could. I didn't think you could do that.
But that's not our sample size.
It is the professional space, you know. So maybe, you know, he's a CEO. He's just asking them, hey, guys, paternity, what do you think?
But, like, okay, just to be clear, is it just dogs? Because what makes my axolotl any less?
Look what I just wrote down. I wrote axolotl.
Why are we both talking walking fish?
Jeez, you guys should have a chat to Anthony.
Hey, Nick, no, I bought a frog.
Well, this is the thing. So go on, but obviously paternity would suggest you get a puppy.
Look, all I can see in this article is dogs and puppies. I think you should do it for cats as well. Cats have paws.
What? We speak on behalf of all reptile owners and amphibians. Yeah. So Anthony feels represented.
Yeah.
What about if I go, I'm bringing home some sea monkeys, I would like a week paid.
They raise themselves.
I'd like a week paid to monitor their progress.
I just got a litter of gerbils, and there's another litter of gerbils coming in 3 weeks. Do I get it 2 weeks off?
Yeah. No.
You've got paws?
It's just for, okay, all right. I see what you're saying, but no, those animals are easier to raise. Dogs, very, very.
Oh, how dare you.
You
just infuriated the gerbil community.
Anthony, if you're listening, we need a representative from the amphibian community about how hard how much love a frog also needs.
Anthony's going to want to come on after we play that.
Hey, Nick, no, I bought a frog.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Anthony in a while. If you own an amphibian, we'd love to hear from you. But
And if you want, I'll open up to animals if you want to get pet leave. But they're asking to take a week of paid leave to raise their paternity. And I'm all for it. Raising
puppies.
I got
1 week for twins.
Mate, that's you talk to this company's policy about
that.
Hey,
that's a wider conversation, mate. That's a big one. We've had the Minister for Families on this very program out of Canberra, and even she couldn't answer that question properly.
Human twins.
Yeah. 13 10 60. Is it a yay or nay for Port Turnley? Do you have one? Would you agree with it? Or
if
do you have
you're an employer, would love to hear from you too. Would you grant some paid leave if your employee said, "Hey, I'm going to go to Mudgee on the weekend and pick up a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Can I have a week off?"
How can you, as the voter for Port Turnley, justify
a week off for a dogs?
He's autonomous. The Minister for Dogs.
Yeah. Dogs in jobs. Dogs in jobs. Port Turnley. Port Turnley. Yeah, sorry, what'd you say?
How can you justify having a week off for a largely autonomous creature that you can, look after pretty well?
Mate, descendant of a wolf. And you need a paid week.
Oh, no. The humble dog, they all have different problems. They get anxious, They can't be raised on their own. Mm-hmm. It's very busy. Obviously, I raised Pam in a pandemic and my partner wasn't working at the time, so it was a lot easier. I didn't need Port Turnley. Had I needed it, I would have been going to our boss, Jace, and taking a week. I'll have to do the show from home for a week, guys.
To be honest, to be fair, I do find it cruel. I have not been in this position, so maybe it's not, but I once lived with a girl in regional Victoria, and she was like, "I want a dog." So she went out and bought a dog, but she had a really, really intensive job. So she was out of the house for 10-hour days, and this dog, brand new puppy in this new home, was on its own for ages, and it was a bit like, why did you do this?
Yeah, if you don't,
you should
have
be
the
here
time.
To raise it. Exactly. So I see that we shouldn't leave puppies on their own, but at the same time, don't get it in the first place.
Oh, come on, who are you to tell me when I need to get a dog?
Get it on a Friday afternoon. You've got a good 48, almost 72 hours to bond with it, and then come to work on Monday.
Yeah, you need a bit more time than that. I mean, you even need more time than a week, Mel. So a week isn't enough, but we'll go with a week for now.
Paid.
You need more skin-to-skin time. Apparently, that's really important in the early moments.
I need some backup on 13 10 60. Pez, Arvo's announcer. He's got a little Duke, a little dog. What do you reckon about this, mate?
Yes, 100% yes. I mean, that when I got Duke, when he was a puppy about a few months ago, that our boss, Jace, gave me a week off to look after him.
Hang on, do we have paternity in this company already,
Pez? Do we? Because I'm going to take it.
Duke, stop it. Sorry.
You can't take it now, Ducko. Your dog's a year and a half old.
No. and no offence, Pez, but you were largely absent for the next few months.
Yeah, you were.
Kind of ducking off to feed
Leaving
Duke
early.
And rocking up late and stuff like that.
Became his priority.
At midday to give him his food because he was getting because he got big sex, he had to get his tablet at midday every day. I wasn't missing.
I think little Duke the Dashhound has chewed through Pez's phone cord. He's really
Pez.
Cutting out there.
Okay, Pez is with me. 13 10 60. It appears no one is calling about this. I feel like they're out there.
Do you know why? Because the phone is clogged from all the iguana and axolotl owners trying to get through to be like, we want it too. And they're coming up with creative names to include reptiles in Porternity.
Clawternity.
Clawternity.
Oh, that's not bad. I'll take it.
Porternity. Maybe I want a baby goat. You don't know.
13 10 60. Porternity, yay or nay?
Vanessa is in Fern Bay and we wanted this perspective. Vanessa, you are an employer. You're the boss.
I'm a manager, yeah.
You're the manager. All right. How do we feel about Port? Well, okay, so the next question is, are you a pet owner yourself?
I have a menagerie, yeah.
Okay. What have you got in there?
What have you got?
What's in that?
We've got pythons, cats, dogs. Birds.
All right, I love that she led with the reptile.
Yeah.
She led with snakes. So, Vanessa, what do you think about paternity leave? Note, it's for new puppies.
I can't do it. It's a bit much.
It's a bit much?
Vanessa, how do you know Sol?
I do. I'm a big pet. Obviously, I'm a pet lover, but I think that it's just too far.
It's too far. If one of her employees came to her, she'd be like, get out.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Get out. I'm going to feed you to my python.
Yeah.
And be very careful calling a python a snake to a python owner.
I'm so sorry. Please correct
me. They're
completely
different animals.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Is a python a category like snake is a category?
Yeah.
Shut up.
So.
Are you hearing this, Vanessa?
Vanessa, I sincerely apologise.
Don't be silly.
I really like Vanessa.
I'm getting fed to the python. Yeah. Abby, 13 10 60. Paternity leave, yay or nay?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, Abby.
All right, where are we coming from, Abby? What are we talking? Have you got 15 dogs you need to look after or something?
No, I'm a vet nurse. I teach animal behaviour as well, and definitely recommend it.
Yeah, see, this is good. A vet nurse. Now, why would you recommend it?
Well, the pup needs time to settle in. learn about anxiety and stuff like that. And yeah.
But though, Abby, if we are spending a week, let's say week paid leave away from work with the puppy, but then have to go back to work on Monday, isn't that too much of a jolt for the puppy? Isn't it better they get used to being on their own and all that sort of thing?
No, because you can slowly do it throughout the week, like for a couple of hours each day and gradually increase it.
Yeah. Look, although I agree with the science behind that.
Yeah.
Take a week of annual leave. You don't get an extra week of paternity leave.
Come on.
Yes.
It's the same as if it was a baby, though.
Wow. That's not true, because you can't just purchase babies from a litter every second week and grab another week off.
Well, you can't put the baby in the laundry and just hope it doesn't chew the wall.
You can't. You wouldn't do it to your dog either. You wouldn't want that for your poor little thing. You know what I mean? Thank you, Abby. Thank you for that. Tracy's in Stockton on 13 10 60. We're talking paternity. Yay or nay?
Oh, yes, 100%.
Yes, here we go.
Why would you have paternity leave, Tracy?
As an animal lover and as someone that's had dogs before, they just need it. They just terrorise. You come home and they've just destroyed.
Yeah.
I just don't see what the difference is, Trace, if you're there for a week but then you're gone the next week. You may as well rip the Band-Aid off. And also, I don't like the implication that we are not animal lovers.
You guys aren't. Yeah. Against old Nico over there hates small business and animals.
I'm not even against you taking a week off. But it is not,
Tracy,
an additional on top of...
We're not making a new word.
We're not making a new word and a new form of leave on top of the annual holidays that you get.
Tracy, it's Ducker here. We're animal lovers, aren't we?
We certainly are. And as a gas meter reader lady, I hear a lot of dogs crying in their houses when I go into people's yards. So, yeah.
Well, you weren't working in the, where do you live now?
Merriweather area.
Mama.
On Monday. Yeah, that might have been me.
What, you saw Ducko naked?
Well, I forgot to tell you, once he did come outside, he only had a pair of shorts on.
Oh,
he was showing off his six pack.
Oh, my God, this is not you, Tracy.
Put your shirt on, Ducko.
I panicked because she saw me starkers, and I dropped to the floor, and I thought she could see me crawling. So then I went to my room, and I needed her to check my meter because it hadn't been checked, and I'd been getting texts. And so then I only chucked on pants, and I ran back out.
Oh. Did you know it was Ducko, Trace, or did you hear that story yesterday and go, oh my God, I'm on the other end of that tale?
When I'm listening and I'm thinking, geez, that voice is familiar. Where do I know that voice from? And I'm driving away going, I know. And Ducko, yeah. And I'm driving away. And then yesterday I missed your show, and then I'm listening to it in the afternoon, and I'm like, oh my God. That was me.
Oh, my God. Yes. Firstly, Tracy, good welcome on you for listening to the podcast. Thank you very much, LASTNR. Yes.
Tracy, we got to know each other very well.
I feel like Tracy knows you.
Yeah.
You don't know Tracy.
And thank you for being a professional and not saying anything to me at the time and just saying, you don't need to come back out, mate. You can stay inside. I'll just check it and leave your premises.
No problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
There we go. Small world, hey?
It is a small world.
Was it?
Is it a small world, Tracy?
Right here. I'm
so come off it, Tracy!
Defend the man!
Come on!
You should see his six-pack. He works out.
Oh, okay. So that's what's going for him.
That's why I've got abs, because everything else sucks.